This was a neighborhood crawling with talent.
It was not uncommon to have boys walk down the street crooning, as they called it.
That is Ruth Burchett.
My name's Ruth Burchett.
She's a lifelong North Philly resident who grew up I'll let her say it.
I grew up in the 1900 block of Norris Street. Dream Lovers, they used to rehearse at the corner of 19th and Norris. The Stylistics, some of them lived at 20th and Norris. I literally, as a little kid, thought that all of the men in the neighborhood could sing.
Most everyone in North Philly listened to R&B on the radio with DJ Georgie Woods.
Now the sound by the Stylistics and local yokels there on the Big D. A great one for the Stylistics. Call you a big girl now.
Georgie Woods, I call him civil rights leader and radio broadcaster. He was the lifeline of the Uptown.
Hey, don't forget the show starts Christmas Day at the Uptown. You make plans to go, it's got to be a great show. It's
the outspoken Georgie Woods booked bands at the Uptown and acted as the theater's chief cheerleader both on the radio and on the stage.
The Atlantic Recording Stars with us here at the Uptown. Once again, so how about a big hand now for the fabulous, the sensational, Victor!
Oh, when the sun is down and when the flowers fall on the roof, and you'll see the you wish your tired feet were tired.
I don't understand what a thrill it was to be in that environment. Thousands of screaming kids of the same ilk.
Now that is Bobby Eli. He attended countless shows at the Uptown as a kid, and eventually he performed on its stage as a guitar player with the Vibrations.
Just to see James Brown two shows back to back, Smokey Robinson or the Temps, man, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
For 8 years, during the heyday of the Uptown, saxophonist Sam Reed led the Uptown's 12-piece house band.
When I used to work at the Spider Kelly's, which was strictly a jazz house, I worked at Showboat, which was a jazz house. Peps was a jazz house. They don't remember that. They remember the Uptown.
In 1971, Sam Reed left the Uptown for Los Angeles to pursue jazz. The neighborhood was getting rougher. Georgie Woods stopped booking shows at the Uptown. A few years later, it was closed, to be briefly revived in the 1980s as New Tech, and then it was just shuttered and left to rot. In 2001, the Uptown was bought by a community nonprofit called the Uptown Entertainment and Development Corporation. For 12 years, it has been trying to raise $10 million to restore the theater. So far, $3.5 million have been raised, which was used to construct office spaces next to the auditorium, but the 2,100-seat performance space is still waiting for its multi-million dollar renovation. Ruth Burchett believes it's not too late.
If walls could talk, if these streets could sing, you would know that Broad Street was nothing without the Uptown Theater.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Well, I can't.